Hi again, and welcome to the Amerinds Podcast, episode 81, for Friday, March 28th, 2008. My name is Arthur, and I'm a gay American now living in New Zealand. Welcome to the start of my second year of podcasting. My official anniversary was yesterday, the 27th, but because my normal release schedule is on Friday, that makes today my anniversary episode, my podiversary, you could call it. Now, today's episode isn't going to be any different from any other episode, and there's a few reasons for that. First, there have been some pretty spectacular special episodes of podcasts put out recently, and I couldn't possibly compete with that right now, not with the amount of time I had available. And also, just because I think that the best way of marking a first anniversary of podcasting is to continue doing what I've been doing. So essentially, that's what today's episode is. I'm going to be playing some congratulatory messages I've gotten as throughout the podcast, but also telling you about some things going on with primarily with the podcast, which is the main focus today, and also a few other bits and pieces that have been going on around here with me, but first with the podcast. Now, those of you who follow me on Twitter probably already know this, but yesterday, which of course was my first anniversary as a podcaster, ironically, Podomatic, my podcast host, suddenly blew up. And I lost all my media files, lost all my emails, my stats went berserk. Basically, it was a mess. Oh, the comments on the Podomatic page were gone as well. Well, they are now all back. The statistics are still a bit screwed up, but everything does seem to be back in place. So things are sort of hobbling along for the time being, and I still have to come up with a long-term solution to what I'm going to do. You may recall from earlier episodes, my hesitation in moving the podcast host was that I'd basically lose all of my iTunes subscribers. I'd have to start over again. And I really didn't want to do that. Well, I have investigated it further, and Podomatic does not have any way to redirect the feed, as I thought. And I don't have access to the feed myself, so I can't manually redirect it. And of course, iTunes won't do that for you either. So I'm sort of stuck. And at some stage, I'm going to have to start up a new site and a new feed. But you'll be hearing about that as the time comes. My goal would be to have all of the old episodes uploaded before that happens, so that everything will be available from the moment I switch over to the new feed. But that's a little bit about what's been going on behind the scenes. Hopefully this episode will upload properly, and you'll be able to download it properly and reasonably quickly. Apparently Podomatic switched something or other, some piece of equipment, over the past few days, because they had noticed that there was slow download times. And some of you have mentioned that to me in the comments or privately, and I'm hoping that that will at least fix that problem. But we shall see. Now, lately we have been extremely busy because, as you will recall, Nigel has been on holiday this week. But on Tuesday, which would normally have been a podcast day, we went down country to help his brother, move into his new house with his family. Basically, we just had to be there when the movers got there because they were in their old place cleaning up after the movers left. And so that basically took the entire day, and we didn't get back until late in the evening, and I pretty much went right to bed when I got home, which was about 10 o'clock, I think. I was really tired. And apart from that, we've just been kind of relaxing, doing a little shopping, watching some movies on TV, those sorts of things, some videos. But I saw in the paper the other day that this past weekend, which is, of course, was a holiday weekend, had some of the best weather that we've had in something like 20 years, with most of the country in summery, hot, dry weather, and sunny weather as well, which is really good because very often the weather, especially in Auckland around Easter, can be really rainy. But I suppose the fact that this year it occurred when it did meant we had better weather. But it certainly was welcome, I'll tell you that. In other news, I am having an appointment tomorrow to be evaluated for possibly getting advanced LASIK eye surgery, which is, of course, where they use lasers to zap your eyes, and they peel back the clear thing, they zap it again, and then they put it all back together, and theoretically you should be able to see perfectly after that. Well, Nigel has been suggesting that I be evaluated because, of course, there's no obligation to proceed with it, and I may not even qualify. You never know. I may not be suitable. But he's been suggesting that I do it because I've been wearing contact lenses for, 20-some-odd years, 27 years or something like that. Long time. And I'm used to it, so it's not a big drama to me, but it does mean that every night before I go to bed, even if I've had a few wines, I have to deal with my lenses, and in the morning I have to deal with them again. I don't generally shower with my contacts in because it can be problematic if you get ordinary water in your eyes when you're wearing contacts. And I can't take a nap without taking them out, and that's not always convenient because you have to allow for the disinfection time if you take them out. And so I generally don't take naps. And although I have to admit, over the years, there have been times when I've fallen asleep with them in. Most contact lens wearers have done that. I, of course, wear soft lenses, always have. But he suggested that I look into this, and so I thought, all right. So I'm deathly afraid of the whole idea of doing this, partly because you have to be awake through the whole thing, and the fact that you can hear it, and I presume smell it, and everything else that's going on. I'm not sure. I've had a couple of friends who've done it. My nephew's done it, and they've all come through with flying colors and said, oh, it's no big deal, they say. Yeah, right. Well, I'm a big chicken, and I'm not really too keen on the idea. On the other hand, if it could correct my vision so that I don't have to wear glasses or contacts, except maybe for reading, I could deal with that. I could deal with that really quite well. But we'll see. I mean, if I have to wear contacts for the rest of my life, I can deal with that as well, because I've worn them this long. What's a few more decades, really? But right now, I'm going to stop and play my first congratulatory message.
Hi, Arthur. This is Walt, and I wanted to wish you a happy one-year anniversary on your podcast.
And this is Holly, and I love your show. Congratulations on 1 year and many more.
Hey, Arthur. It's Nessa. I also, too, wanted to congratulate you on a fabulous year, and I can't wait for the future shows.
Congratulations. Yay.
Thanks for that, Walt, Holly, and Nessa. They're from a podcast called We're Mean Because You're Stupid. And I should say that all of these podcasts and blogs that I mentioned today, you will be able to find linked on the right-hand side of my blog, which is at amarins.com. I'm also playing these greetings in the order in which I received them. And I think it's kind of funny, really, that the first and fastest of the recorded greetings came from one of the newest podcasts. But there you go. Now, way back when, a year ago, when I started this podcast, I said that I saw it as an extension of my blog. Well, it didn't exactly work out that way, and for a variety of reasons. Part of it is that on the podcast in general, I've tended to talk about more personal things than I talk about on my blog. And the reason for that is that podcasts are not permanent. They're not archived anywhere yet. And there certainly are no transcripts of them around. Whereas anything you commit to a web page, whether it's a blog or a comment section, a forum, what have you, chances are it's going to be archived somewhere and may be there forever. So you can't take it back once you put it on a blog or a website or something. And a podcast is a little less permanent, but it's also a bit more immediate somehow because of it being spoken rather than written. Now, the blog I have enjoyed doing, and as I said, I've recently started putting more energy into it. And it's a bit of a discipline. If you get yourself into a discipline, I find it easier, personally. And I found that it has also improved my writing over time because it forces me to stop thinking in my head but start thinking more from the perspective of the reader. Are they going to understand what I'm trying to say? On the podcast, that's also true, apart from the written part. But there, as I said, there's an immediacy to the spoken word that makes it completely different from the written word. And I've actually commented on this when I talked about a podcast episode that was put up by Adam over at This Boy Elroy. And this whole concept of the immediacy of podcasts. Now, over the course of the past year, there have been episodes that I've tried to script, basically. I've tried to have sort of a more rigid plan for how they were going to be done. But I didn't think they ended up any better than my normal ones. Because normally what I do is I just have an idea of a few topics that I wanted to go over, and I just let it evolve. I say what I feel like saying. Sometimes I go back and change it. More often than not, I don't. And I just kind of like the way it sort of unfolds. And my listenership has grown over the past year, so I'm assuming that other people are also liking the way that I'm doing it, which is not to say that I won't do some different things over in the future. There will be some special episodes that I will be doing that I'll be doing completely differently. And of course, the episodes I do with other people are different again because you're adding the dynamic of another individual or several individuals sometimes. But in what it boils down to basically is that the podcast evolved from what I originally saw it as being into what it is. And basically, that's what I'm going to continue doing over the coming year with, as I say, some specials here and there. Right. Time now for another message.
Hi, Arthur. This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com. I wanted to leave you some audio letting you or congratulating you on your 1 year of podcasting. I can't believe it's already been a year. That's pretty amazing. You know, I totally enjoy your podcast and love it when you're on the group shows. I hope that you have many more years of podcasting and keeping us up to date with what's going on in New Zealand. Congratulations.
Thanks for that, Archer. Archer Radio has always been one of my favorite podcasts, one that I make sure that I always listen to, even the infamous Echo episode from Archer's Ustream experiment. But so thanks again, Archer. Now, at the beginning of this episode, you no doubt noticed that there was a different beginning, or somewhat different anyway. And back in episode 50, Fabulous, I sort of lifted the curtain a little bit and let you in on how the podcast evolved, including that beginning. Well, since then, I've had some issues because occasionally I've used songs that were somehow related to the theme of that particular episode as the opening music. But since I got the Macintosh, I have started using Apple Loops, and I have actually mentioned this before, but I used one for quite a while until I heard it on another podcast and that I didn't want to use it anymore. So then I've tried some other ones, and lately I was using one I hadn't heard on anybody else's for quite some time. It's called Catwalk. And then, of course, I heard it at the end of, I think it was Real Men Wear Pink. And I thought, oh, okay, I can't use that anymore. But I also didn't want to use another loop. I didn't want to go get some Podsafe music, which I also could have done. And I'm not a musician. I can't write music, I can't read music, and I really can't play music either. Nevertheless, the opening music that you heard today was me playing on an electric piano, putting in GarageBand and playing with it. The only thing I didn't play myself was the Thumpa Thumpa, which is just an Apple loop. But the rest of it is me playing real instruments and recording it and manipulating it in GarageBand. I don't know that I'm going to keep it permanently. I probably won't. But I just wanted to do something different that wasn't from a Podsafe music source, that wasn't an Apple loop, that wasn't copyrighted. And I thought it wouldn't hurt to do something that I made myself either. So that's, I suppose, my bow to doing something special for the anniversary episode. Right. And now it's on to another congratulatory message.
Hey, Arthur. This is Tom from the Ramble Redhead Show. Just want to leave you a quick message to let you know that I wanted to wish you all the best on your one-year anniversary of doing your podcast. I remember the many times before you started your show that you were on Archer's, and I just remember hearing your voice and saying, he sounds like a cool guy. And then I remember you started doing your own show, and I've been listening ever since day one. And then I had the honor of having you on my program and hearing the wonderful story about you and Nigel. And I just want to thank you so much for your friendship. And then it was even better when I got the opportunity to meet you in Chicago. And I really want to, and Joe and I would love to wish you all the very best for your one-year anniversary, and look forward to many, 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 many more years to come. And it's just amazing how a show changes over time, and yours continues to get better and better. So again, I want to thank you for your dedication to the program and hearing all the stories and your views on politics and all that. So, again, congratulations, and I wish you all the very best. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom. Tom's is another of the podcasts that I really enjoy and always listen to. He has done some amazing interviews with people over the years, or the year or so that I've been listening, because I've actually only been listening to podcasts for a few months before I actually started mine. I don't know if I've mentioned that before, but I suppose, like some others recently, I listened for a while and then started my own. But anyway, Tom's podcast is unique in the community, I think. And he's certainly provided a whole new way of looking at some issues sometimes, or some people, or sometimes just plain old entertaining, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when I started my podcast, I wasn't sure that I was going to be doing anything similar to that. My first guest was Adam from This Boy Elroy, because his was also one of my favorite podcasts. He's basically pod-fated now, I suppose, but still got a great blog. And I've always thought a lot of Adam, and he's highly intelligent, and I respect his views, even if I sometimes disagree with them. But he was my first guest. And and then I think Archer was my next one, and then they were few and far between after that, up until I started having the political discussions. And I've enjoyed all of the guests that I've had because they're all different or unique in some way. Some of them have been expats like me, or the twist like Yorkie, who is a Kiwi living in another country. Those kinds of things, which I find fascinating. So I'm hoping that listeners do as well. But I have to tell you that of all of the guest shows that I've done, the episodes with guests, my favorite so far is actually the Preacher's Kids one, partly because I've never heard that whole topic discussed on another podcast, and it could just be that I've missed it, admittedly. But because it was different, and because it's something that, again, I'm personally quite interested in, it was one of my favorite episodes so far. It's probably my single favorite episode so far. I mean, obviously, I've enjoyed the ones where Nigel's been on. That's been great fun. But Nigel's sort of in a different category altogether because he's part of me. But in terms of ones where I've gone out and pulled an episode together, the Preacher's Kids one would be certainly among my top favorite podcasts, if not my favorite. And now here's another congratulatory message.
Well, good day, Arthur. This is Big Fatty, and I just wanted to wish you congratulations on 1 year podcasting from our second favorite hemisphere on Earth.
That, of course, was the world famous Big Fatty.
Big Fatty!
And from Big Fatty Online. And his is another new podcast and is also currently one of my favorites. I like the fact that he does 20-minute episodes every day. Although I did briefly fall behind once, I've since moved beyond that, and I never fall behind now. One of the segments he does I particularly like is the Memory Lane music, because I normally know them. Well, mostly so far. There have been a couple I didn't, but I suppose that's bound to happen. But I quite enjoy Big Fatty Online. I also enjoyed the Little Fatty Cast. Did you notice, though, in the background of that audio message that there was his theme music and all that playing? I thought that was pretty high production values for somebody who doesn't use the computers. Seriously, though, I think that it does sort of demonstrate that as you do this podcasting thing, you start to learn how to do things better and better all the time, which is something I certainly hope that I've been able to do and that I will be able to do in the year ahead. And now, another message.
Hello, Arthur. This is Roger Green, rambling with Roger at rogerlandgreen.blogspot.com. I've been listening to you only since episode 71 when you had Nick on from Spatula Forum, and then I was going to give you up, and then you did that nice next piece I wanted to listen to, and so I listened to that, and now you're sort of stuck with me. Anyway, I just want to wish you a happy anniversary and good luck in the next year. Bye.
Thanks for that, Roger. I'm glad you stuck around. I hope that in the year ahead that I'll do some more things that you find interesting. I do have a link to Roger's main blog, Ramblin' with Roger, on my blog, on the Blogs I Read, I think it's called. And do check it out. He also, from time to time, will comment on something I've said or mentioned in the podcast on his other blog, and he'll put links in the comment section up for that episode. And I do suggest you follow them, because he has a very interesting perspective on a lot of things, particularly political things. But do check it out. And I bet now all you bloggers who are listening to this are regretting that you didn't get around to doing your own greeting message, aren't you? But anyway, I've always been a big believer in cross-promotion and promoting other people's blogs and podcasts, especially, obviously, when they promote mine. That doesn't hurt. But I've always seen blogging and podcasting as sort of a collaborative thing, where it's not just the person who produces the content in the first place, but also people commenting and adding on to that content. It becomes sort of a conversation, I guess you could say. So I always welcome comments and contributions. And I've said this before, but it bears repeating, I think. If at any time there's a subject that you want me to address, or that you don't want me to address either, if you want me to stop talking about something, just let me know. I'm a nice person. I don't bite. So you can just tell me. But speaking of nice people, here's another message.
Happy one-year anniversary, Arthur, at Amaranth. This is Tim, a termly single, just giving you a congratulations and job well done. It's always good to hear you every week and hear your podcast, how you live down there as opposed to in the States. And hopefully sooner or later we'll get that way, but it's looking later than sooner. And I love your take on politics, and it's all good to me. So keep up the good work. I hope to hear from you for at least another year, if not many, many more. And have a great one-year anniversary, and I will wait for your next episode. Have a great one. Bye.
Thanks for that, Tim. Now, Tim's podcast, Terminally Single, or as Archer always calls it, Terminally Straight, Terminally Single isn't a new podcast as such, but it has sort of relaunched, you could say, relatively recently. And I heard about his podcast through Archer. He was a guest on Archer Radio. And I've started listening to it, and I've also since heard him elsewhere, on Big Fatty, for instance. And it's a really interesting podcast, and he's also started having guests on his podcast as well. And it's sort of interesting to see how it evolves as it revives, I guess you could say. But do give it a listen. He, as well, there's a link to his podcast on my blog, amarins.com. And now I'm just going to go right on to another message.
Now, why would you call the listener line and not want them to play the message? That just confuses little old Anthony here. But hey, it's Anthony here from A Shanty No Lemon. What's with all these podcasters celebrating like all their anniversaries? I can't keep up with all you guys. Like, how I congratulate you all, but geez, can you spread out the anniversaries over a year maybe? Anyhow, congratulations on reaching your 100th show. And your, or I'm sorry, not your 100th show. I think it's your anniversary. Oh, it's something big. I'm sorry. It's been a crazy week for me, and I apologize. I enjoy your show thoroughly. You have one of those voices that is really deep and like, you know, like Luigi's guy gives me the Ghiblis at work when I listen to it. So keep up the good work on that, and I apologize for the lack of quality comedy this week. It's been pretty crazy for me, but I enjoy hearing about what life is like on the, I think it's the first part of the world that actually turns into the next day, New Zealand. It's always interesting to hear what's going on down there. And like I said, if President Bush is reelected this third term, we're all running down there to New Zealand to get as far away from it as possible. So keep up the good work, and I will talk to you probably in the Game Bang Show, my friend. So be well, and congratulations. Bye.
Thanks for that, Anthony. Anthony is, of course, from Ashanti No Lemon, which, in case you're wondering, is an acronym of his name. Now, I wondered about that for the longest time until I suddenly thought about it, and then I was digging around the website for Ashanti No Lemon, and it actually says that on one of the pages. It tells you where the name comes from. But be that as it may, it is primarily a comedy podcast, although there's other things that go on as well. I probably shouldn't say it's primarily comedy, because they do things that are more serious as well. But a couple of things that Anthony mentioned. He was talking at the beginning, he's taking the piss out of my voice message, which says, if you don't want me to read it on the podcast, let me know. And there is a reason for that. It's that I figured that people I know in the U.S. who may want to get a hold of me but might not necessarily want to bring to all the way to New Zealand could just ring that line and leave a message for me to ring them when I could, because I don't have the answering service or whatever they call that thing on Skype. So that's what was behind that. I thought, well, since that's free, that's sort of an alternative to having the answering machine or whatever they call it on Skype. But so that's what's behind that. Nobody has ever done that, of course, partly because I've never told them they could or should or whatever. So it is probably a bit silly, and I may eventually change that. But that's actually what's behind that. But Anthony is quite right. New Zealand is the first country in the world to see the new day, the first big country. There was some fiddling with the international dateline around the time of the millennium, but we are officially the first country in the world to see each new day. New month, new year, new millennium, what have you. But it actually brings up a subject that I'm going to talk about in a future episode, where basically it's about Australia and New Zealand. And this all came up because of something over on Big Fatty Online, oddly enough, where he accidentally called Scotty a New Zealander. Now, I have a phone message from Scotty that I'm going to play on that episode. So, Scotty, don't fret. I do have your message, but I'm going to save that for that episode. which is actually probably going to be Tuesday's episode of next week. But I want to give it its own focus rather than try to shove it into this episode. So I hope you'll forgive me. Actually, Big Fatty sent me a message about that too, a phone message, but I never received it for some reason. Maybe it was Podomatic throwing a dummy, I don't know. But on to my next phone message.
Good day, mate. Hey, Arthur, it's JT from Real Men Wear Pink. How's it going? Just wanted to call and say congratulations on your 1 year. I remember when you first started, and I can't believe it's been a whole year. You were like, I was listening to your podcast, and I decided I'd try one too. So congratulations. Keep it up. Have a great day. Bye. All right, wait. Cheers.
Good day, JT, and good on you for leaving that message. JT actually has three podcasts. He only mentioned Real Men Wear Pink. He also has JT Online and Don't Drop the Soap. I started listening to Real Men Wear Pink because his co-host at the time was Adam from This Boy Elroy, and so it was sort of a natural progression. And then from Real Men Wear Pink, I started listening to JT Online and Don't Drop the Soap, and I'm still subscribed to them to this very day, although, as Big Fatty points out, very two of those three don't get any episodes posted to them, apart from the video that JT and Big Fatty did listening to Archer's train wreck on Ustream, but be that as it may. And I have one final message for today, and that is now.
Well, hey, Arthur. This is Eric calling from Confessions of a Southern Boy. I'm calling to wish you a happy 1 year podcasting anniversary. I have enjoyed your show from day one, and I am looking forward to another year and then some of Amarin's podcasts. So keep it up, buddy, and talk to you soon. Take care.
And Eric's is yet another of my favorite podcasts. It's getting to be repetitive. But I suppose it's no accident that the podcasters who have left me messages are all ones who are among my favorites, because these are all people who I've started to build a rapport with, a connection with over the past year, originally from commenting on their sites, being a listener, sometimes being on their shows in the case of, say, Archer and Tom, and of course, Eric recorded with me and Tim Carmel on the Preacher's Kid episode. And so, you know, I've gotten to know a lot of these podcasters over time, but Eric has always been one of my favorites as well. His podcast is much newer than mine. He went through problems with Podomatic a while back, and I've been dreading that it's going to happen to me ever since. In fact, every time something goes wrong with Podomatic, I say they're doing a Southern Boy on me. I hope one day to be able to meet Eric and actually a lot of the other podcasters who you've heard today, and for that matter, pretty much everybody listed under my parade of podcasts. But it has been fun over the past year doing this podcast, getting to know some people, some listeners, some fellow bloggers, some other podcasters, participating with other podcasters in various shows, various projects, whatever, and just sort of exploring the world. This whole new media thing, this whole internet, to some people, it's a frightening and daunting thing. It's a scary place. But I think that this whole blogging and podcasting phenomenon has also had a good side in that it's brought a lot of people together. It's made connections among people who otherwise never would have met out in the physical world. And that's certainly true for me and for the podcasters who you've heard today and who are mentioned on my blog. And it's true for every one of you who's listening to this now. Probably most of you, if not all of you, would never have encountered me in any other forum. Many of you live far from where I live. Many of you live nowhere near where I used to live. So the odds of any of us meeting personally were always long at best. But because of this podcast, we've all been able to form sort of a connection with each other. And no matter how distant or tenuous that connection may be, it is still something that wouldn't have happened without it. So thank you all for listening over the past year. And I hope that in the year ahead, I'll deliver more of what you like and less of what you don't like. So always feel free to leave a comment on my blog, amarins.com, or you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-339-8413. And, of course, you can always send an email to me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at amarins.com. But that's it for this episode of the Amarins Podcast, and that's it for my first year of podcasting. Welcome to my second year, and next week we'll see where this takes us. Thanks for listening. Bye. My home is better.